Hello, heroes, and welcome to the 51st episode of Campaign. I'm Kat Cool, your host and game master. Before we get started, first, let me tell you about Cards Against Humanity. This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show! Speaking of cards, tonight, friend of the network and brilliant game designer Will Hindmarch and I are going to be giving a talk at the Cards Against Humanity Theater at 7 p.m. The talk's called D&D 101 and focuses on showing the hobby off to new players. If you or someone in your life is curious about trying out RPGs, why not stop on by? We'd love to see you. Also, James and I are about ready to release a print-and-play version of Noisy Person Cards, the party game about silly voices. It's a card game that the two of us made that I think you're going to enjoy. Look forward to more info on that front next week. And now, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Chicanery! Thanks to Trist paying only half attention to his responsibilities as Honeypot, Lenik, Lynn, and Bacta have only a few precious hours to plot a sting against two of the most dangerous bounty hunters in the galaxy to the tune of 100,000 credits. In order to ensure their success, Bacta has enlisted the aid of Vuvu Valentine, Captain Trist Valentine's estranged sister. Will this be a flawless felony or family feud? And what of Arvid's warning? Could young Tamlin be trifling with a force he does not understand?
Are we ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's roll some destiny.
One dark side.
One dark side.
One dark side.
One dark side.
Yay!
All right.
That's good.
And that's for dark side.
All right, we have to do that every time now.
Yep, that's forever now.
That's canon. That happens.
You've got some dark side points.
Thank you.
Kat, I feel really bad because you're going to have to go back and edit that into
all of them
previous episodes. Okay, yeah. So
no, she won't because we've been doing it all along. Feel free to go back and check.
Yeah.
Great. So last we left off, this is night one of the bike work week. It's Monday. You guys have to stay here all week. Keep that in mind.
We get to, you mean.
Yeah.
Things that you've already set up for the week and like the reason you need to stay here all week. Tony is getting work done. Lenik needs to have his hand made and then Dr. Cabral is going to calibrate it. So you're stuck here for as long as that is unless you decide
to leave. By calibrate, we do mean poke each individual finger.
Poke each individual finger and then close a little door on the arm. That's all she needs to do.
It's pretty amazing how much hand replacement technology improved from episode 3 to episode 5.
Oh, unbelievable. Well, episode 2, you mean?
Yes, correct. Sorry.
Yes.
It goes from spooky metal skeleton hands, Terminator hands, essentially, with black gloves over them, to a hand.
Yeah.
Just a hand.
To a hand, yeah.
Bacta, you could do that medical check, but I think it would probably be formidable for you.
Please don't.
So that's like 5 purposes.
Oh, don't worry. Any medical check I try is going to fail. So
okay. That's why we're sticking around for the bike work week.
Mm-hmm. Also,
it's just going to be fun. Let's just have fun, guys.
And let's not forget, our ship is broken. Our ship we're on the backup hyperdrive, which is damaged.
Mm-hmm. Presumably, that's being seen to by Nemo and Tamlin, because that is what they said they'd be doing. You're picking up armor while you're at bike, right? And you need to make enough money to cover all of that, because you currently don't have enough for the arm and the armor.
We have a drug-running mission that we need to go on at some point.
For Dr. Cabral to help pay for the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have a marriage to save.
Well, I suppose, yes. That could be a thing that happens.
That is 100% a thing.
Not to be a stickler, but the reason that we came was for the weather. But the reason that we're staying is for the heat.
For the heat, yeah.
So we have quite a bit to do. And one of the main ways we're going to do it is by tricking our old enemies, Sneak and Two Bike, into giving us 100,000 credits.
Which, for some reason, you decided to do tonight.
We want to be able to enjoy the work week.
Yeah, also we want to move the timeline up to account if something goes wrong.
Exactly.
So that we have like the rest
time
of the week
to readjust, yeah.
So I don't know exactly how you're going to want to handle it, because keep in mind, if at bike one bounty hunter is seen screwing over another bounty hunter, you get your whole bike stuff revoked, and then you have all these bounty hunters mad at you. It's just something to consider.
That's why we won't be seen.
That's why we agreed to do it in a very private location.
Which we'll hear more about after. Becca, I believe you were in the process of sitting down to chat with Rendezvous Valentine.
Yeah, so Bacta has just finished pushing Dengar out of his chair and, like, waving him away. He sits down with Rendezvous and gives her a very serious look.
I've got a job for you.
Now?
Right now, tonight.
Okay.
10,000 credits.
That's not bad.
It's non-negotiable. We are in the middle of a sting. I cannot reveal any details, except your brother's safety kind of depends on it.
Well, here's the thing. If you're running a sting at Vike, chances are it's against one of these people. One of my friends.
Yeah, I can guarantee you they're not your friends.
Certainly more than you, buddy. So, the thing is, it's not impossible, it's just I need to know details.
Yeah, look, what I'm gonna lay out for you. This mission is dangerous. Not only is your physical well-being at stake, but also your reputation and everything that you hold dear.
I'll do it. Never mind. Hold on. You have to keep going through the list. Tell me everything about it. And we heart wipe too?
It was real criff for tips tonight at the restaurant.
Lenik, we're doing a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I understand. I just thought I could make a little pocket change.
Also, you barely worked at all the restaurant that you got hired at tonight.
Well, what's my incentive to work harder if everyone is tipping so poorly?
At both places, you asked someone else to cover your shift. After telling many people you would cover their shift.
Well, I was just so overwhelmed for covering so many people's shifts, I couldn't handle it all.
Not only did it tip out poorly, but you are probably the singular reason that that happened.
Well, I guess what we're all going to take away from this is I'm not going to share my 8 credits and 75 credit cents with
hey,
you guys.
Hey, can you guys stop bickering, okay? You're distracting me. I'm trying to plan this out. We have to meet Sneak and Two Bike at the abandoned amusement park in less than an hour.
Why are we doing this in less than an hour? Why does this have to happen tonight?
I would have figured this would have happened at a different night.
Why?
It is what it is, and we have to do it.
Tonight's the only night that we're going to catch them off their game. They don't have time to prepare.
And then we can just spend the rest of the work week enjoying ourselves. We won't have to worry about this.
Okay, I've got a ringer.
Okay, go to the hall and take it.
Rendezvous.
The rest of us
do you want to step into the room?
You really?
Well, maybe.
I mean, where are you guys planning?
We're inside a changing room at a PacSun.
I don't...
Why does PacSun have a changing room?
Why are they open at 9:30?
Isn't it just a sunglasses place?
No, PacSun sells clothing for all...
I've only ever seen them in kiosks.
No.
Well, my thought is that they're probably not open right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The mall closes at 10. So they're trying to get us out for sure.
They're staying open late for bike.
So is this like a mall that's attached to the hotel?
To the convention center,
yeah.
Oh my god. You have arrays up on the walls of this changing room? And how long have you been in here?
Well, each person has gone in with 3 items staggered. So yeah, we've been in here for quite a while. At least 20 minutes.
We're all trying on JNCOs and bullhead jeans.
I'm not trying anything on. But I did bring in 3 items so they would think that I was going to be in here for a while.
We're in the family room, too, at this point. Yeah. So, you know.
The family room?
Yeah.
Oh, the family changing room?
We've pulled down the changing table, and that's where we've laid out our model map of the amusement park.
We have
map,
a paper map.
The map of the amusement park is all cocktail napkin squares, and Triss has, like, about 16 of them and spread out, and he's drawn the map on all, like, cocktail napkin squares.
So the first thing that we have to assume is that Sneak and Tubok are not coming alone.
Of course they're not coming alone.
Yeah, they're going to bring Clumpy, they're going to bring Shoeshine.
Backdraft. At minimum. But, you know, it's short notice, so they may not be able to scrounge up that many, extra hired guns.
Or they might have to scrape from the bottom of the barrel, you know.
Oh, yeah, they could go with some real bottom of the barrel people.
Lawn dart.
Calypso.
Tissues.
Tissues.
Sneezes.
Okay, you realize that's 1, 2, 3.
And turncoat.
That's 10 peeps.
I feel like turncoat will help us out, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we don't know if they're all coming. We don't know. We don't know who's available.
Hey, I'm just working with 4 dark side points here.
I'm just hoping it's turncoat.
Also, if turncoat's going to be there, the traitor is certainly going to be there.
Is Backstab still doing things?
Oh, Backstab still works with traitor occasionally. Lie guy will also be there, maybe.
Untrustworthy Doug.
Yep.
Benedict Android will probably be there as well.
You get this. This planet. This is the one planet. You good?
God damn it.
You can- Let's just pray they don't bring you Bend and Corkscrew.
Yeah. If Flip Flop shows up, we're screwed.
Oh, and don't even get me started on board shorts.
Okay, I think we're all aware of what's at stake and who could be there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the other thing is they could come alone because Cinnamon Rex said that she would come alone.
That's definitely not going to happen. I feel like I wasn't there for the dinner, but like they're bounty hunters. How often have they trusted, do you trust anyone 100% in this line of work?
Oh, no, definitely not.
You might not trust anyone, but I can tell you one thing, a bounty hunter always trusts his heart.
Did that aspect of it go well, though? I mean, how did it go? You were gone for a while.
Oh, hook, line, and sinker. I had him.
I sure hope they're not going to be there.
I can't decide if I want that to be one, two, or three people.
No, sinker.
It's hook, line, and sinker.
Sinker died last year. Hook, line retired. Hook, line doesn't bounty anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But if he came out of retirement tonight, it would be very bad news for us.
Yeah.
And he might be here anyway, right? Because, like, even if you're retired, you're still honorarily
still got your card.
And Sinker had a twin named Stinker who was an equally great bounty hunter. So if Hook, line teamed up with Stinker...
Well, I heard that Hook, line, even in retirement, has been hanging out with Lore.
And Bobber.
The tackle box.
Well, Tacklebox used to work with Bait a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's Tack and Olbox.
Oh, Tack and Olbox.
Yeah, two bounty hunters.
That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, that's where we go along.
So if they're going to cover this place, we have to make sure that we can, like, if there's going to be an exchange, like, there's obviously a chance that whoever Cinnamon Rex is, that she actually does have this information. That's why they're showing up to this. So do we think they're going to bring the money, or are they going to try and pull guns on her and take the information by force?
You seem to think that they always do backstabs, right? Or double crosses.
They always do backstabs.
I mean, if there's
always a double cross.
If there's a single actor involved, you know, that's what you have to do. Otherwise, they're you know, out 100,000 credits on just a shot at 3 million credits.
So here's the thing. Cinnamon Rex is selling a location of Trist Valentine.
Right.
Chances are they take the location without giving me the money. And then before I'm allowed to leave, they verify by some other party. It may even be Sneak meets me and Two Bike goes and verifies, or vice versa. So what we need is a decoy Trist Valentine for them to find.
I'll do it.
Okay, well, couple
we
problems
only have
there.
An hour.
I'm a fast runner. I can get there in time.
I mean, it could be at the hotel. It could be as easy as that.
Either way, decoy Trist Valentine.
They'll be walking into a trap on both ends.
I don't know about a decoy Trist Valentine. If you have a decoy Trist Valentine just hanging out there, you know, that somebody, we can't offer a lot of support. You know, maybe Cinnamon Rex goes to the meeting and makes it evident that there's no way to force her to hand over the information. In order for the information to even be released, there has to be a transfer of credits. That's like
we're working with people that are equally untrustful.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a scenario where we can actually make sure that the 100,000 is there.
I thought this all was kind of going off of the assumptions that it wasn't there. You know, so
why would we set it up if we weren't going
to
get the credits?
No, you're right. It's just like you would know how are you going to get them then? Because like
look,
if
the
I were them,
the
I
way that
have
I see it,
credits.
It goes one of two different ways. Either they bring the credits and we do the trade off. in which case they most likely detain me until they can verify that they have Trist Valentine, or they don't bring the credits, and our only recourse is to capture Sneak and Two-Bike.
Okay.
So number one is getting captured on purpose, and number two is capturing someone else.
Correct.
If we capture them, how do we spin that?
I'm sorry?
So, say we have to capture them.
We're then holding them hostage to their own organization.
Till we get our money.
Is that something that we want to do here? You know, like, keep in mind, there are lots of other bounty hunters.
Yeah, that's not exactly an ideal situation.
And they're, I think, right now, they're rolling with a crew of around 70.
I mean,
oh, that's all?
The Around 70 gang has been defunct for a long time, yeah. Lynn. I think you need to check your records on that.
Oh, that's right. The 120 gang.
Yeah, the 120 gang. Now, they are on top of the game, mm-hmm. and they've been bounty hunting better than ever before.
What about this? We send someone else to give them location. Trist is waiting at the location, and he gets captured on purpose. And then we bust him out once we have the money.
So here's an idea. If Trist gets captured on purpose, mm-hmm. like if they're going to capture Trist Valentine, they're going to try and go for the other 2 million and capture the both of us.
Sure. So we all get captured on purpose? I am on board.
Well, we get someone captured on purpose.
Okay.
That actually could work because they're not going to be able to turn anyone over until the end of the work week.
Well, they could turn Trist over at any moment.
No, they won't because then they'll lose their licenses.
Why?
He's not a bounty
He's
hunter.
He's not a bounty hunter. There is no problem with turning him in.
You're not allowed to take in a bounty at bike.
Yes, you are. You're simply not allowed to take in bounties on other bounty hunters.
Okay, I'll get captured on purpose.
Yeah, I don't know that we want it to be you, though.
Why not?
Well, we probably want it to be back, though, because people don't know that he is a bounty hunter.
But we were promising the information, the location of Tristan Valentine.
But they know that he rolls with us. If they capture someone who's a known bounty hunter, they won't be able to turn me in until the end of the week, which gives me a full work week to break out. But if they catch Bacta and he double crosses them, then it'll look like a setup.
I just don't see why they would take you, you know?
Okay, wow.
Well, it's because they know that they'd get in trouble.
They would not get in trouble for taking me. They'd get in trouble for getting caught taking me and
that's
turning me
thing.
In.
Nothing's against the rules. The only thing that's against the rules is getting caught.
That's true.
So if they catch either one of us, if they know that we're bounty hunters, they won't be able to turn us in until the end of the week. But that doesn't mean they won't hold us captive somewhere until then.
Same reasoning stands for we could take Sneak and Two Bike. As long as we don't get caught,
they're not going to take whoever we hand over in because they're going to try and use that person as leverage to capture the other two. Mm-hmm. So I think that puts us in a good position.
The only other questions that I really have before we get into like the location and how we're going to surround it, whatever, are they going to try to take the Minok?
Oh, I mean, it's been years since I took the Minok from them.
They probably don't even remember.
They remember.
I can't imagine they're still mad about
they're
that.
They're still definitely mad about me taking the Minok, but they don't know that it's here. And even if they did, we changed the name. The Libraritron.
The Spice Rack?
Did you change the name again?
I thought I called it the Libraritron.
Pretty sure we call it the Spice Rack.
You did call it the Libraritron upon entry, but then you talked to a member of the SPCB, and there it was called the Spice Rack, so I don't know where that leaves us.
Two different names.
So, yeah, it's registered under two different names.
Neither of which is the Minok. Mm-hmm.
And blast boats are a dime a dozen. There are probably so many parked up there.
And when you stole it from them, it was not painted jungle camouflage.
No, it was not.
And it is now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not too concerned about the Minok.
No, that sounds fine. Okay, so then this place tonight, what does this drop look like?
A haunted amusement park.
So it's, it's an abandoned amusement park. We're going to...
On Findar?
Yeah.
It's a flood. I mean, that's why it didn't do well.
That's why it's abandoned.
I think the assumption that I would make going in is that they have money, but they only have that money in case they need to use it, right? Because if you've got a shop...
Why else would you have money?
Well, what I mean is...
Or they may not have the money.
They're going to try and not use the money.
Sure.
They may have also brought no money.
Yeah, but if they brought no money, then there's a chance that they walk away with nothing.
I mean, we didn't bring the information that we promised to bring.
We absolutely brought it. You're sitting right there.
Yeah, but it's a lie built atop a lie.
That's also, I mean, if we're giving away the location, that brings up the whole issue of a decoy Valentine.
Yes, so.
It's also entirely possible that Cinnamon Rex is already compromised. I could show up, they could know that I'm Trist, and then we'd be in a deep dee doo.
I don't think they do. A bounty hunter always follows his heart.
Well, I mean, you are the person who would know most. Yeah. Did you get
caught?
No, I didn't. I certainly didn't. But this night got away from us, and I don't know what happened.
Did it get away from us, or did it get away from you?
Ask Lena who it got away from.
What is that supposed to mean?
How'd you do on tips tonight?
Yeah, I got 8 credits and 75 credit cents.
There you go.
People were just not tipping well, and I blame the kitchen.
Wait a minute. I've got it. So, yes, there's definitely going to be at least 100,000 of liquid assets underneath the Sneak and Two Bike organization here at Bike. Everything operates in liquid assets for Bike. It's all bounty hunter driven. So they've got it in their booth. And where are they taking the bulk of their force? To this drop to capture the 3 most wanted bounties in the galaxy tonight. So who is protecting those assets? The bottom of the barrel.
Oh, you're talking about Pinwheel, Jazz Hands, Mr. Falcon,
Capizio,
the Majestic,
Sparklecus,
Thighbrows.
The worst shots, the least dedicated, and the least trained bounty hunters in the galaxy.
But isn't all of Bike protected by some pretty decent bounty hunters?
I mean, sure, Vibersim's here and Whack Job, but like,
but everyone else is watching after their own stuff. The Sneak and Tubok organization, nobody messes with them because there's so much muscle. But we know where that muscle's going to be. So, while we're providing the distraction, we need somebody to go in, laser-focused, and take those credits.
Yes, I'll do it.
All of that sounds great to me. I love this plan, but we are going to need to have an in probably, because Vibrosun and Whackjob, they're serious. You know, that they're going to be checking IDs. That's like, unless we can tunnel below or something to that effect, we are going to need to have a legit reason to be there after dark.
The after parties.
Well, the after parties are taking place close by, certainly. If we do need to get in physically, there are ways that we can do it. It's just that if we were a vendor, we'd have a way in.
Yeah, well, all you have to do to be a vendor is convince someone that you're part of the organization owning the booth, and I'll happen to share a striking resemblance to one of the people who owns that organization.
Chapstick.
No, you're thinking of Assless Chaps. Assless Chaps, the most dangerous leather-clad bounty hunter in the galaxy.
Or leather unclad.
Well, only on a certain part.
The ass.
I was actually talking about the bounty hunting clone a cappella group, the Assless Chaps.
Oh, the Assless Chaps! Oh, what happened to them? Have you seen them at Bike? Usually they're performing right in front of the convention hall.
I think their show's on Wednesday.
Okay. If we're still alive, I'm going to that.
All 5 of them are going to be there.
I'll go in as Sneak. I'll need at least one person to back me up.
All right, I'll do it.
But that does mean we're going to need muscle to back up Trist at the drop. That's 50 people that we got to take out and or evade.
I don't know muscle very well, but I think I could get him to help us out.
Lena, yeah. Do you have any contacts or allies?
Yeah, I've got Nemo, Tony. What's the kid's name?
Tamlin?
Yep.
Okay, never mind. So, yes.
So what it sounds like right now is that I am going in to face the full brunt of Sneak and Two Bike at a drop location, while you two sneak into their booth and try to take their credits.
Yes, I'll do it.
Now, I do think I might need Lenik for that, actually.
Thank you.
That sounds like a decent plan. I mean, the worst that happens there
is you die.
No, but why would they?
They're not going to kill me.
They're not going to kill
me. Yeah, the worst that happens is they kidnap you and we have to go rescue you.
I feel like that's the best.
Of the two Ks, that's easily the better K.
Are we sending them to a location where there is a decoy Trist?
I mean, I don't have a decoy Trist.
We could make one.
Yeah, look, if they... See, well, I'm imagining things going south right away.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A big part of that could be them just knowing that Cinnamon Rex is Trist.
I don't think that's the case.
But if that is the case, then maybe Trist shouldn't be making the drop.
All right, I'll do it.
If Cinnamon Rex isn't making the drop, they're going to know something's wrong.
Is that true? I mean, but the problem is if they kidnap you, then if we're simultaneously stealing from their booth, unless we can take care of it within this one night really quickly, you could actually get hurt.
I could get hurt.
Oh, he could get hurt. Something could happen physically to him. Like he could lose a part of his body, like his hand. I lost my hand. And everyone was just cool with it.
I'm never going to be that clumsy. We don't have to worry about that.
I'm willing to sacrifice Trist's body for this. I'll say it. I'm fine with it.
Since this is turned into a distraction triple cross scenario, I think the best thing that we can do, instead of outright fighting the people who are going to be at the abandoned amusement park, I think we plan for escape. You have to be able to get out of there at a moment's notice.
Honestly, I don't think that we're getting out with both. I don't think we're getting out unscathed and with their money. I think that if we can get one, that's a pretty good deal.
Well, yeah.
Well, hopefully it's the money. Otherwise, this is pointless.
It's clearly going to be a fighting escape. I think we need to have some sort of ship there for you so that you can fly away, because of the things that I'm confident that you can do, chief among them is fly away from a dangerous situation.
That sounds like a great plan, actually. Then, another thing, I don't know how comfortable you are with this, but you might have to lay low during a portion of bike, you know, because they're going to know that we backstab them, and these two can't be dealt with, but they could just come after you.
But they won't know that it was Trist.
Oh, they'll know that it was Trist.
Why would you reveal?
Because he would tell them.
Why? Don't do that, then. Just when you get the urge to do that, so, like, don't do that.
You're saying
I'm just saying that they're going to find out that it was Trist. It's not going to take a lot once this is all over for them to do a little research into Cinnamon Rex, into that fall like a house of cards. Also, I've been walking around with you, and you've been calling me Trist a lot. Haven't been calling you Lenik. You've been calling yourself Lenik. They'll figure it out.
But you really need to stop introducing yourself as Lenik.
I'm a friendly guy. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
This is Sneaking Two Bike. These guys aren't stupid. Either way, I think it's a pretty sound plan. We have me go in as Cinnamon Rex, try to escape while you guys hit them at their home stash.
Okay.
That may be the best that we've got. And we have 6 minutes, so...
So here's a scenario. What if they go to encounter Cinnamon Rex, expecting Cinnamon Rex to be Tristan Valentine, only to discover that Cinnamon Rex is not Tristan Valentine, and in fact, a woman? I've secured a female Tristan Valentine, and I apologize about what I just realized is a tremendous insult to the person whom I just recently met. Rendezvous, could you save me from having to continue to speak?
All right, I'll do it.
What?
Tristan, baby brother.
Oh, not me.
Elo. She does shooty fingers at you.
Hi, I'd return the gesture, but I am unable.
What are you doing in this Pac Sun changing room?
I was invited here by your friend.
That's a nice baby doll tee.
Thank you.
I'm sure it'll look good on you.
To a Pac Sun changing room.
I have been in the changing room next door.
Well, this is not a secure. We have been shouting. Anyone could have heard.
It's a changing room. These are just curtains.
Also, the employees are waiting out there.
Yeah, the
I mean,
gate
it's like
is
5 minutes from closing.
The gate is halfway down. We're going to have to duck to get out of the store.
You're probably also going to have to buy something at this point because I told them that you were going to.
I think these JNCOs look great on me and I will be purchasing them.
I'm stealing sunglasses.
So
you're at a bike.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I be at bike?
Come for the weather, stay for the heat. You look well.
Look, I'm the professional one. So can we just...
Okay, wow.
Can we just knock this out? Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Get in there, Valentine it, get out.
Valentine it? Is that a thing? What does that mean?
What do you think it means? Shut up.
I don't...
Simple operation. It's a bait and switch followed by a fighting retreat. So
your brilliant plan is to put my sister in the middle of all of this?
Yeah, I think she's probably going to be better at a lot of the things that we need out of this situation than you are.
So... I'm Cinnamon Rex.
You're Cinnamon Rex. Trist is waiting in the getaway car. Lynn is covering.
Wait, I'm still going?
Oh, absolutely you're going. We don't have enough people otherwise, unless you think you can engineer your way through doors or whatever security system that they have set up. I'll need Lenik with me, and I'm the one who looks like Sneak.
I feel like a better plan would be to split their force by sending them after one of us in a second location.
Yeah, but then we've divided our force too, and our force is way less than theirs. Why not just be better prepared? I think you could take an airspeeder, swoop in, and grab Rendezvous if things go hairy. You go in there, you take Rendezvous out of the situation. It's like there's going to be a little bit of confusion because they think they're probably going there to get you. That, or they bought the whole thing and they're bringing credits and we're stealing those credits and taking credits from them on the side. Either way, this works out for us.
I do not share your enthusiasm for this plan, but I will go along with it because I cannot wait to throw it in your face when we figure it out somehow.
And I am getting 10,000 credits up front, so I do not care how much your plan may or may not blow up in your face.
I'll never sit up front.
You know, I can just walk, though.
You can just walk. Go ahead. I don't think it's in you to do it.
Honestly, Rendezvous, you should definitely walk.
Okay,
but
if you
could get killed.
Oh, my God.
You will probably. We're all probably going to die
here.
What
do you think you're doing right now?
Yeah, you heard this plan. There's...
Fine, I'm in.
Wait, it was that easy?
No.
Did you...
You know what? I'm leaving.
Yeah, I think... Go ahead. Run away.
Yes, please. Yes, go.
I think they're trying to trick you.
No.
Are you trying to trick her?
Lenik, I am absolutely not trying to trick her.
Are you trying to trick me? Are they tricking me?
I do not want my sister to die doing something stupid. For 10,000 credits?
And what could happen?
It's a tenth of what we're making.
On the off chance that it's successful, it's only one of the best stories. Objectively.
I think you should probably roll something, though.
You can't even tell this story.
That's how good it is.
What would this be?
I love your family.
I love how easy that is.
It's like calling Marty McFly a chicken.
Yeah. It works every time.
Except for the first movie where it never comes up.
Deception?
No.
Coercion?
It's either coercion or charm.
You guys can do a combined whatever.
Can I do a perception to see, to try and tell if they're tricking her or not? I'm going to do that.
You have a blue die from Lynn just jabbing you, being like, shut up.
How hard is it?
Just keep on talking. Not too difficult. Easy.
Even if he points out that we're manipulating her, the fact that we're right doesn't matter.
Is that two?
Yeah, two.
What's the?
That is a failure with three advantages.
What am I rolling against?
So you don't think we're trying to manipulate her at all?
Yeah.
What is she?
Yeah, she is. So against three.
Three purple.
Yeah.
How many blue dice do I get?
You can have a blue. This is a good one. You set this up. Well, I mean, justify the other blues.
This is her primary weakness. This is a situation so dangerous, so over the top.
That's one blue. Is there a second blue?
Okay.
I mean. That's the... I guess you could have a second blue for it being Trist. How about you take one of those purples and make it a red for me?
Okay.
And you can flip a light side.
Ah, hey.
Hey, we're playing the game.
That's how the game is played.
I succeed my charm.
Holy crap.
Two successes and two threats.
Okay. I succeed as well. I succeed with two successes and two advantages.
So we're both trying to... do different things.
Yeah.
He's trying to coerce her to leaving or to staying, and I'm trying to convince her to leave.
To leave, yeah.
And we both succeeded.
And I failed to realize what is going on.
Just Lenik, shh. Just stop saying anything.
I think they're...
Lenik, why don't you go look at hats?
I am...
Why don't you go look at hats? Lenik, go look at hats.
They will cover my wig, and this is a brand new wig, and I want people to see.
Then go look at headbands.
Fine. But just for the record, I think that Bacta is being truthful, and I think that Trist is trying to trick you.
Do you guys want to say any... Continue on your roles?
Yeah.
How does this one look?
It's quite Lenik. I'm going to go see to that. And do you need me to pay for anything? Are we buying anything?
I'm just stealing.
Do your scene.
Don't throw away your life for this, okay? It's not necessary.
I feel like he's making my point.
You shouldn't be getting involved with this. This has nothing to do with you, and it's 10,000 credits. 10,000 credits, which, by the way, you don't need.
You don't need it. You're just doing it for the rush.
Okay, I mean, you don't need to call me out on what I am or am not doing for the rush. How do I know that my baby brother isn't going to die right now because he's being an idiot because there's nothing about this terrible plan that is going to succeed?
Well, do you want to both die?
Look, honestly, I don't care how you're justifying getting involved in this. I know you're getting involved in
this. I'm already getting involved with this. We're all arguing about how involved I am. I am excessively involved.
Also, I don't know what you're trying to do back there, but you can't tell Rendezvous anything, okay? She's the most stubborn, strong-willed person I've ever met.
You know what, Tristan? How about you just shut it? How about you just shut it right now? Because you're going to be flying my ship, and I'm going to be going to this drop as Cinnamon Rex.
Lynn, do you think this headband looks weird with my eye patch? Is that too many straps around my head?
Well, it has an eye patch strap on it, so unless you use it as the eye patch, it's not going to work. But if you use it, I think it's enough.
Are we gonna need a mop back there?
A mop?
Why would we need a mop?
The assumption that we're all making is that it's gonna require a mop. You guys have been in that changing room for a long time.
All right. Well, just for that, I'm taking these glasses.
He was going to take them anyway.
Don't ever insult a customer.
I knock over a rack of sunglasses.
And we get diamond wipe, too. So you guys are in, you're near the dealer's hall. The main, what they call a ballroom, but again, all of this, it's like a tent, you know, because this is all open air, is hopping. There are brightly colored lights, lots of voices. Someone's DJing it up, playing some hot jizz. Jizz fusion.
Spinning some sweet jizz.
Dub jizz. I don't know.
Jizz step.
Jizz step. It's probably called jizz step. And it's like a nice combination between...
And it evolved out of jizz hop.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That it's we're taking dubstep and we're taking swing dancing. Mm-hmm. And that's the feel of this club, this impromptu.
You can feel
club.
Jizz everywhere.
And
it's
you
in
know,
the air.
Jizz is in the air.
You're actually supposed to be there right now because this is your night, buddy. Good old Oliver Queen.
Yeah. Oh my God, there are so many fake names happening.
Just use Bacta.
So, Queenie, what you up to? And what do you guys look like now? Because I presume that you've delved into the makeup kit.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are running low. We should have stopped at MAC while we were in that mall.
I thought we just restocked.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we did.
Are we out already? Was one day of bike makeup?
I wanted to look good to increase my tips. And it did not pay off.
Eight credits
and 75 credit cents.
So make me that disguise check and tell me what you guys look like.
Oh, jeez Louise.
It's just average difficulty.
That is two failures and three successes, or three advantages.
Good. So what do you look like?
I'm wearing a hat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm wearing that headband and my eye patch and...
The headband with the eye patch?
Yeah.
And your eye patch on top
over,
of it?
Over that, yeah. And of like a Fu Manchu mustache.
Ooh.
Yeah, which would probably look pretty cool, actually.
On a Rodian.
Really cool.
Yeah,
on a Rodian.
Probably look pretty awesome.
Can Rodians grow facial hair?
Absolutely not.
I'm wearing, and the hat that I'm wearing is Ollie
a 10-gallon hat.
No, it's Ollie Queen's
sombrero.
Robin Hood hat.
Oh, sure.
With
I
a
guess.
Feather.
A Phrygian cap?
Yeah, it's a Phrygian cap with a feather.
Is that what they're called?
Bright
yeah.
green.
Phrygian cap.
So you are no longer wearing the armor that one guy made for you.
Do I still have to wear that tonight?
I mean, you're supposed to wear it to the party.
So I'm wearing that, too, but I'm also wearing my Phrygian cap.
Oh, okay.
Because that guy was working at the Sneak and Two Bike booth, so I feel like I could get away with it.
Interesting. So, what's your plan of attack? How are you doing this?
Bacta's plan is to walk right in, locate the safe, either crack the safe or just pick up and steal the entire safe.
So the thing has a fence around it.
So their booth has a fence around it?
No, not their booth.
Oh, okay.
But the whole hall. You know, this is the whole tent, I think, is the correct thing to say. Even if a lot of the tent, it has like a courtyard in it, you know, it's too big to just be a tent.
A courtyard Marriott?
Why not?
Mary Hut?
The Mary Hut. Yeah, courtyard Mary Hut inside of the, no, it's not that. It's a giant platform that could encompass, say, a dealer's hall.
Okay.
So that just has a physical fence that no one sprung for an energy fence. That is translucent during the day, but at night is opaque. And there are two points of entry There's the one in the hall near where all of the hip hopping and haps are happening.
Mm-hmm. You mean jizz joppin'?
Yes. I thank you for correcting me. And then there's one round the back by the very scary rainforest.
Okay.
We take that one.
Sure. Yeah. We'll go the back way.
That's the way you want to go?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do you get there?
We take a skiff. It's a boat.
Do you just take a boat?
Yeah.
Like a boat. Like
I'm
boat,
in a catamaran.
Like
a
for real boat.
Okay. So Lennox in an entire catamaran.
You're taking a boat. I'll accept that you got this boat, but how? Tell me the steps leading up to this moment.
I feel like
you guys departed the crew and then mm-hmm. went and did something. What did that look like?
So yeah, I think we
went to a boat rental place.
Yeah, well, we made an appearance at the party.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You know, there's like the party. You know, we're seeing Twom. Twom is really just stealing the show.
I forgot about Twom.
I mean, there are Twom at this point. There are Twom balloons.
Yeah,
whole balloons.
There, at this point,
Kat,
there are Twom ballets. There's an entire dance team that has gotten together and learned Twom's dance and is now just doing it on stage and in cages.
Twom and the Twom ballets.
Yeah, Twom and his Twom ballets.
Or her Twom ballets. We don't know.
Yeah, well, and he plays the Twom balloon.
To which
the Twomblet stands to.
JPC, what stuff do we have to establish about this party? Because I know that there's something that you guys need to make me a perception check for at a 4 difficulty.
The way that you guys get your skiff is you're standing when you're leaving the party, like by like the valet stand, discussing how you're going to get there, and a human... A human walks up to you. Like he's got like a big old bow tie and a big like a top hat, mm-hmm. and he looks like a real jerk. And he tosses you the keys to his skiff, Lenik, and he says, "Keep it running, bug face. I'm only going to be in there for a minute. If you double park me, I'm going to be pissed off." And then he walks inside.
I'll give this to you, Becta, because he was very rude. I'll wait for a catamaran.
That was the catamaran.
You said skiff.
He got it wrong.
Oh, he's such a jerk.
Yeah, make me a perception. The both of you. So it's a combined thing on this party. Gotta let
so
you know
my perception is two green.
Hip-hops are happening.
Jizz drops.
And jizz drops, yeah, thank you.
I have two greens for my perception. What about you, Lenik?
I have a green.
I have a green and a yellow.
Okay, Kat, so what's the difficulty on this?
It is, I'm going to say just hard. Okay.
Hey!
You made it?
Oh, yeah. That's a triumph, 2 successes, and 4 threats.
A triumph. Ooh, okay. So I'll tell you, basically, there are 2 people in this room. Bacta sees one, Lenik sees the other, that are potential danger.
Okay.
Lenik, you see someone from your past, a bounty hunter named Chartreuse, who is a Rodian, who doesn't like you very much. That is a potentially awkward conversation.
Awkward conversation.
Just super awkward. Bacta, you see at the DJing booth a specific type of helmet that you recently saw on a different planet.
How recently?
Very recently, like cutting Lenik's arm off recently ago.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah. Zero, the bounty hunter.
Zero, the bounty hunter is here?
Is here at Bike DJing currently at this party.
We just got away from him.
You did. You just got away from him. And he's just spinning jams.
Well, people are partying and jumping on twampolines.
So that's a thing to know.
Oh,
Lenik
okay.
hasn't even seen it yet, so you know.
Lenik's not going to see it. Bacta is going to...
You have a triumph. You can explain to me how that triumph is used.
There are 2 crates. Well, there's a crate and a bunch of oil barrels dangling above the DJ booth. Yeah. And the oil barrels are full of tar. And
so
the crates
tar
are full
barrels.
Of feathers.
Okay.
Nah.
So I think that's a good use of our triumph.
Sure.
Yeah.
We also have 4 threats.
4 threats.
below that oil barrel, barrels full of tar and feathers, mm-hmm. there are four slanted platforms with ladders leading down from some of the platforms.
And some of them are incomplete, right?
Oh, yeah. And when the oil barrels roll down, the person below will have time that they'll have to jump on the platforms and make it to the top.
And sometimes you have to jump and move forward at the same time.
Sometimes the box of feathers before it all crashes down.
This is a common amusement at bounty hunter fairs.
Yeah.
Oh, also there's a big hammer and a big
Yeah, that's fine. We can I got them.
Okay.
As you move about the space, we'll see what happens. So are you doing anything while you're here?
Sampling wines.
Also, how much time do they have? That's an important thing for me to know.
I feel like not much, honestly.
Not much, yeah. Really. Yeah. 6-7 minutes.
We just have to shake hands with the right people to have made an appearance and then get out.
Like, it's like saying hi to Tuam, having like a moment where I check in with Tuam. I make sure Tuam's okay.
Well, that's really, I mean, we need to have that right now. So you like, so you shoulder through the crowd.
So yeah, I'm shouldering through the crowd. And basically,
hey everybody, it's Oliver Queen.
Oliver Queen like throws his hands up, but give it up to Tuam though.
Tuam. Tuam does the little dance.
Yeah, Tuam's doing his boogie.
Yep, nub.
I assume Tuam is short for Tuamus.
I don't know.
No, who knows? Who knows?
The twank engine
could be. could be Twim Tuam.
It could be Tuambolina. We don't know.
It's true.
Tuambolina.
Could just be Tuam.
Could just be Tuam.
Name's Tuam, go by Tuam.
Name's Tuam, I go by Tuamantha.
Tuam's very excited to see you.
Yeah.
So he or she comes down off of the little stage and shuffles over to you.
We have a moment. We hold up our fingers to each other.
Upow.
Upow.
But other than looking, it looks beckoningly at you and tries to bring you up on stage.
I hold up a finger like no, and then I go down. I get down on a knee so I can whisper to Tuam. In a couple of minutes, we're gonna need to blow the lid off this place, and I imagine the entrance that I'll be making will be very dramatic. And because we have this intuitive connection.
Yeah, like, you get a blue die on your, there's a correct roll for this.
Mm-hmm.
So make the roll to.
What's the skill?
Wink, nudge. Yeah. What are your social skills?
So there's charm. Charm's the one that I'm by far the best at.
I mean, the way that skills work is you justify to me how you're using it.
Yeah, I think this is a charm skill because this is, again, like charm is based on presence. And the bridge of communication between Bacta and Tuam is purely based on a really mutual understanding of spirit that they forged in that context.
Yeah, which gives you a blue die already in this role. And it's only a 2 difficulty.
Cool. Hey, that is 2 successes. Oh, no, my goodness. That is 3 successes and a threat.
And a threat. It's keeping track of these threats. They're piling up. Twim Tuam, or some other name, stares deeply into your eyes and double nods. Tuam's got you covered. So you've set all of that up.
Mm-hmm.
Lean, did you get up to any noise, or are you just testing wines?
Just testing wines, I think.
Cool.
How tipsy are you right now?
Very.
How many wines did you manage to...
How many threats did we get?
Like 5?
That many.
5 glasses of wine.
Full glasses of wine.
Oh, he has not been spitting it out
at all. I keep telling you. This is not a wine tasting. I am bringing wine to other guests.
Yeah, and I'm tasting them.
You are destroying the experience.
No, I am having a wonderful experience. You're destroying my experience. Yes, I will take these.
Make me a sneak with a 3 difficulty to not be seen by the Lady Chartreuse. You get a blue die to this, having seen her.
Is that stealth?
Yeah.
I get a blue dice. And how difficult was it?
3.
Yum, that is a success.
Yep.
And that's it. Just a success.
Yay. Cool. So that goes smoothly. You managed to.
It's because I have a lampshade on my head.
Did you get a lampshade?
Well, it's a party.
One materialized.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous. It's a party and Lenik is classy, and that's how classy people get sauced.
Someone noticed that he was drunk and was like, oh, let me get you
a lampshade.
A lampshade.
Here's your lampshade.
Are you wine drunk? You wine drunk right now? Lampshade.
Beer drunk or liquor drunk, you put a tie around your...
Yeah. We got it. We know how
beer
parties work.
Before liquor, tie. No, never mind.
On your ticker.
On your ticker.
Which is your
aww.
Heart.
Your heart.
You, 5 minutes later, after entering the party tent, come out the other side, back to feeling like he has a good grasp of the situation with the keys to his skiff. Lenik, wearing a lampshade on his head and not faring too well tips-wise.
Drunk on wine, lampshade's fine.
There's a quick scene of Bacta having to pull the cord on the skiff like 8 times to get it going.
Oh, how big is the skiff?
It's like a skiff is like a really small motorboat.
Yeah, that this snooty rich guy gave the keys to you.
So it's a, okay, yeah.
Maybe it was
super
actually
badass speedboat. Thank you,
catamaran.
Kat.
You're welcome. I mean,
okay.
It's an actual catamaran.
You want it to be the catamaran?
It's a catamaran. So Bacta is hoisting up the sails and strapping into the harness.
Do you need help?
Did you just slay your words?
Did you just slay your words?
Lenik, we were in there for 5 minutes. How much did you have to drink?
Enough.
Okay, get in this harness. Get in the harness. Strap yourself in. It should be a short ride over to the back.
I don't need to buckle up.
It's a catamaran. You need to buckle up.
I'm going to be very honest with you right now. I am not fully sure what a catamaran is.
Okay.
Isn't it a boat with like 2 pontoons?
Yes, it is it's a dual pontoon boat. There's a trampoline-like structure in between, and there are very tall, pointy sails.
All right, I will jump on the trampoline while we ride.
Okay. Great.
Does it have like a... There's not... I don't think there's a lot of wind tonight.
It's well.
You're in a dense rainforest.
I got it.
But there, hey, there's probably a motor, right? Because yeah, I have never seen a.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is Star Wars anyway. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
There are like laser sails that inflate to the size they need to
like
be.
On,
in
like
order
on
to
Count
move.
Dooku's ship. There's like solar sails.
They're solar sails. They're rad solar sails.
That makes sense.
And the light from the party is enough to like start it moving. And so it's a very short trip to the back of the convention platform.
That all sounds great, but I do need you to make me piloting planetary.
Okay. Well, I'm great at that. So
catamaran.
It's an average difficulty, but you can get a
black die. Catamaran so far away.
No, that is just a failure.
That's just a failure?
Straight on legit failure.
So you
move.
Start to pilot this catamaran.
Lena, get your hands off the...
Okay, please don't say hands around me. You know, I only have one. And I will pilot the catamaran.
Please get away from the rudder. Please get away from the rudder.
I don't know what a rudder is, so I don't know what I'm supposed to get
it's
away from.
It's what you're touching right now.
This? This?
Is
this?
Stop touching
is it this?
And you bump slightly into a tree, but then you feel a bump at the bottom.
Sea monster.
Underneath the trampoline aspect of the ship.
Okay. I think in this situation, the best thing to do is continue about our business and hope that doesn't pan out to be anything.
That's the best thing to do.
You dislodge yourself from the tree and start to round the corner so no one from the party can see you anymore.
Show yourself, sea beast!
Okay, Lenik, please. There's no sea right now.
And then
this is all fresh water.
You feel like a sucking as the trampoline from under you starts to go down into the water, and water starts to seep up from the edge, and then it springs back. And quickly, keep your balance with a dex check.
Okay.
I should get a black die for sure.
Yeah, you definitely should.
What's the difficulty of the check?
The difficulty of the check is, I think you have two black dice, but you have one black die too, because this is a weird.
I have a blue die for being in a harness right now?
Yes, you do.
What am I using?
You're using agility.
Agility.
It's a straight agility roll. I think it's probably, hard. It's not average or daunting. It's just hard.
Okay. I got three successes and two advantages.
Good. That's probably
going to
come
in. Can one of those advantages
handy.
Be used on a blue die for Lenik?
I got only one failure and one advantage.
Okay.
Did you get any successes?
Wait, I got just a failure then, no advantage.
Just a failure, no advantage. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how it goes down is Lenik's lampshade comes falling off. And flying into the center of the screen as kerplop, Luna goes into the water.
Oh, come on. I do not need this.
End of episode.
Oh!
Now, how about a Dear Minok letter?
Hey, Tamlin, you want to come over here? I got a letter.
Like one of your fan letters?
Well, it's for you, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I, as your partner...
Pine Coneman.
Yeah, we'll read this to you. Dear Tamlin, or should I say Pepper Tup, my name is Deala. I live on my father's ship, the Truncheon. I'm 5.5 years old. Your adventures sound cool, not like my adventures. My adventures are mostly cleaning carbon scoring from droids, though I do get to shoot Minoks, haha. Guy sounds like kind of a jerk. Sometimes off my dad's ship. I was wondering what you do while the grown-ups are away. Do you find any secret stuff on your ship? The only thing I find are hollows of dancing ladies. Signed... Deala Nevo.
What do I get up to when all of the grown-ups are away? I don't know. Lots of different adventures. I have chores, so I do those. But they're not like carbon scoring. That sounds really boring. Instead, I have to feed the lizards, and then we have a ritual that we do with that, and it takes a long time. So
there's a lizard cleaning ritual?
Well, feeding, yes.
Feeding. Sorry, feeding.
No, it's okay.
Do you clean the lizards?
No.
Oh.
That's gross.
Okay, well... I mean, I'm sure they think it's gross that they never get washed, so.
Do you have to clean lizards?
I don't know. I've never owned a lizard, and I've only been here for a few days.
Well,
so.
I've only had lizards a few days, so I thought that they didn't need anything. I thought that they were fine, because back when we were on, this isn't important. This isn't at all what they were asking.
You're right.
Okay. So the things that mostly I get up to, I do all of my chores. Well, then it's like, you know, just like games. You've seen me. What do I do?
Well, I don't know because I'm an adult. So this question would be when I'm not seeing you.
Oh, well, I don't really consider you a problem. So whatever I'm doing when you're around is what I'm typically doing when everyone else is there.
Well,
or everyone else is gone.
That's very kind of you. Is there anything about the ship that I should know about? Any secrets that you found? Because I feel like there's a lot they're not telling me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I haven't been told much of anything. And your ship... seems pretty crazy.
Well, it's a smuggling ship, so there are different compartments with stuff in them.
Yeah, I opened a closet that I thought was a pantry for food.
Right.
And about 7 or 8 dead rabbits fell out.
Well, you know exactly what was going on there, so don't even play coy.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, that's the things that I do know about. So what kind of crazy stuff don't I know about?
Mostly lots of alcohol and...
Okay. I know who that belongs to.
Well, and Uncle Bacta keeps a lot of stuff from his Clone Wars days. And he keeps it, and he thinks nobody else knows about it because it makes him really sad. And I don't know. Uncle Lena just keeps a lot of books and stuff. There's just stuff in there. And you can find them all if you, you know, like if you just like get into the crawl space and start looking around. You can get through most of the ship. So I guess that's what you can do if you want to learn more about it.
That sounds fun.
So I do that. I crawl around through the crawl space and go on adventures and find out more stuff about the ship because it's a big ship. Other than that, I don't know. It sounds like you get up to you doing what I'm learning is normal kid stuff. So that's good for you.
I'll tell you, you're the most normal kid I've ever met in person.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, how many... Okay, I know how this one works.
Yeah?
Yeah, how many kids have you met?
Well, none, but I've written several young adult books starring children, so...
Right, which were reading, so...
Yeah, yeah.
So that's another thing that I do when the adults aren't around. I read books and learn about how to be a kid.
So I guess, to answer the question, be a kid and read books with your best uncle.
Well, with my best partner, certainly. With Pine Coneman, second best detective.
Okay. Well, thanks for your letter, Diella Nevo. And very, very articulate for a five-year-old, by the way.
Five and a half.
Five and a half.
They're older than me.
Good memory for a younger than five-and-a-half-year-old.
Well,
on you.
I'm hot stuff.
thanks.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Campaign. The Curve of the Minock will be back again next Wednesday. Before I leave you, first, let me tell you about one of our affiliates. On An Hour with Your Ex, comedians Mel Evans and Mark Collum force each other to watch their favorite movies and TV. The title started as a joke, but led to a marriage. It's still just a podcast. The Campaign Podcast is a one-shot podcast network production and a joint presentation by Paracosm Press and Peaches and Hot Sauce. Peaches and Hot Sauce is a Chicago-based comedy network with great videos, podcasts, and live shows for you to enjoy at peachesandhotsauce.com. The Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game belongs to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. Finally, all music on the show is performed by the Snowdens of yesteryear. Until next time, peace is a lie. There is only passion.